Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Well, today on Bagels and Blessings, you're going to hear the testimony of Joe Maturko. You're going to love it. I know you're going to like the music a whole lot, too. So just sit back and relax, have a bagel, have a cup of coffee, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Kathy Schuster used to be part of the group Kol Simcha. They sang and wore costumes and traveled all over the world. And later she recorded many songs by herself. And one of her songs is Every Day I Will Bless You from Psalm 145. I think you're going to love it. Thank you. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for some music from Joshua Aaron.
I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. Like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. And I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
This next song comes from a CD called The Road to Jerusalem, and it's in my playlist that I listen to when I'm in my car, and the playlist is alphabetical. This is the first song that comes up. What a great way to start my day. I get in my car, and this song starts going on the radio, and I start singing along with it, and it's just fabulous. So I suggest that you jump around and praise the Lord. You're going to want to. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. All right, next up we got Ted Pierce, a little jazzy version of Hine Lo Yanum, He That Keepeth Israel Neither Slumbers Nor Sleeps. And be sure to put June 17th on your calendar because Ted is coming to Shema Yisrael for our Shabbat service. That's June 17th for our 10 o'clock a.m. service. You don't want to miss it.
Shalom, y'all. This is Ted Pierce coming from Texas. Don't change that dial. You are listening to my fabulous friend Ethel Chadwick on Bagels and Blessings. Tune in every week for the best in radio. Thank you.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
I never get tired of this next song. It was recorded by the group Lamb, and it's called Comfort Ye My People. And every time I hear it, I just feel so safe in the arms of Yeshua. I feel encouraged, and I feel comforted. So I hope that you have the same reaction as you hear this beautiful song.
Blossom as the lily.
And now here's Paul Wilbur. The King is coming. Ooh, hallelujah.
Have come and gone, still we wait. The promise of Messiah lives within our hearts. Our faith is strong, our souls anticipate. We cry out, let your kingdom come. We hear it all around us. Hosanna in the highest. Won't you send this desert rain? Your eyes, the gift of heaven.
The King is coming soon.
Oh, he's coming soon.
The King is coming.
Oh, my love, your heart, receive him.
The King is coming.
He's coming, coming. Victor's song, we're marching on. Because your spirit is alive inside our hearts. When you return with fire in your eyes, we will watch you crack the eastern sky. We will sing a new song, breaking up a new dawn. Jesus, won't you come and reign? And sing your praises to the King. Every nation, every tribe, the highest offering. There is nothing that can stop your kingdom reign. And all the world will say, behold, your King is coming. Behold, your King. Your eyes, the gift of heaven.
The King is coming soon.
Oh, he's coming soon.
The King is coming.
Open up your heart and see him.
The King is coming.
He's coming soon. He's coming soon.
The King is coming.
Lift your eyes, the gift of heaven. Even so, come, Yeshua, come.
Shalom, friends. This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's my interview with Joe Maturko. Joe Maturko, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. You've kind of been on my radar for a very long time.
That's good. I'm glad we found a time, you know, that works for both of us. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your background, because I really don't know. Like, were you raised in a Jewish home or a non-Jewish home? And we can start there.
Yeah. So ever since I was young, I always tell the story. I just was grown up in a Messianic environment. So, you know, I didn't know anything else besides that. Our family kept Shabbat, the holidays. It's very interesting the journey that we have, because we basically were entrenched in a Messianic household. My first trip to Israel was 2003, and I went with our youth group. It was just really, really beautiful. So my family is not necessarily in a Jewish household, but we did convert through one of the Messianic organizations. So it's definitely a very, very, very rare case, for sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so was there a time when you made a personal commitment to follow the Lord, like not just because your family raised you that way, but when did it become personal for you?
Yeah, it was really powerful. That's a great question. So 2003, our youth group went to Israel. And of course, you probably know this as well, that the UMJC, their summer conference that year was in Israel. The Summer National Conference, I guess it was international then. So they did that in 2003. They also did that in 2008. Well, 2003, I was sick as a dog in Israel. And I was just, like, coughing a few days before the trip. And then just, like, still was coughing after the trip. And it was just, I couldn't really take everything in. But 2008, when we went back and we did a youth and young adult trip. It was one of the tiers that you could have. There were different tiers that the union was offering. They had a humanitarian aid trip. They had a classic trip. They had a youth and young adult thing. And all these trips kind of coincided with one another at the UMJC conference. So they were all separate trips that you could take, but they all sort of converged when we were at Yad HaShmonah, which is a small Messianic moshav outside of Jerusalem. And we had worship one night, and I just remember just feeling the overwhelming presence of the Lord. It just, the first time that I really felt it in a powerful way, I think it was Junior and Jennifer Morrison who were leading worship that night. And it was just so powerful. It was beautiful. And then same thing, too, happened when we were at the Galilee. We had people from Eitan Shishkov's congregation, Ohel Rachamim. They were leading worship as well, and it just felt really, really beautiful to, and that's when I encountered the Lord for the first time. I just, like, made a commitment there just to follow the Lord wholeheartedly. So I remember coming back, and our youth leader always talked about how the Valley of Kidron would just split when the Messiah comes back, and so he talked a lot about the book of Ezekiel. So the first book that I read from cover to cover in the Bible was the book of Ezekiel, which was really strange and really fun at the same time. So that's a little bit about my faith story as well, where I came to faith and when.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. I think it's interesting that you went to Israel in 2008, because I've only been there once, and that was the year I went. It was
awesome.
It was an MJAA tour with Joel Chernoff and some of the other Messianic rabbis from up here, like Frank Loewinger and Jim Appel, and it was amazing. So that's a wonderful story. And tell me a little bit about how the Lord has been using you, because I happen to know that you are musically gifted, and how did you get this talent?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I remember as a kid, of course, I was banging on pots and pans from a very young age. my parents finally said, all right, we need to get him some piano lessons. So I've been sticking with it and playing piano since the age of five, so... And now I'm 30, almost 31 in a few days, which I'm really excited about. For 25 years, I've been playing. I went to school for music. I went to Berklee College of Music. I've just always, you know, I've written a few songs here and there and done, like, a lot of different music projects. And I feel like, I just love using it, and I love to help and contribute to a movement where possible. I'm not sure if you've had anyone from Meuchad on, the old Messianic worship organization, But I was all involved with their conferences, and in a few weeks, I'm actually helping out with the YMJ Northeast Youth Retreat, playing piano for them. So, yeah, it's something that I love using, and I love just, you know, cultivating talent within the Messianic sphere. So,
well, that's awesome. Now, you know, I'm a musician too, so I'm always fascinated. Do you also play by ear? I know, I'm sure you read notes, having taken lessons a lot, but do you play by ear also?
Yes, absolutely. I actually have perfect pitch, so it's a lot of fun to be able to jump in to different scenarios. And I remember, well, I mean, you know this as well as I do as well. It really helps for liturgy, because sometimes you have cantors and people who are singing in the congregation who don't necessarily know quite a bit about music. So with perfect pitch, you can, like, just really, really help out a lot for accompaniment and all that.
Wow. So, Joe, is there such a thing as near perfect pitch? And here's why I ask you that. I'm usually about a half a step to a step off. It's like, wow, I'm so close. I'll guess it. Like, oh, I was a half a step off.
Yeah, so the term is relative pitch. So you probably have relative pitch, because, you know, a half step off is very, very, very close. So
there you go. So do you sing also?
I also do a lot of, I have been in scenarios where I've been doing a fair share of singing. And yeah, I haven't taken any voice lessons formally, but I do know some about voice techniques just by hanging around with singers and vocalists and all that kind of thing. You know, I know how to warm up the voice. I know what's good for the voice, what's not good for the voice. So yeah.
Wow. Do you give lessons too?
I do give piano lessons. I do some in person right now these days, and I also do a lot online as well. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, if somebody listening wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
So you can just email me very quickly at MiterkoJoe. I'll spell that, so MiterkoJoe. @gmail.com. And yeah, if you ever want to, beginner, advanced, you know, intermediate, I'll take whatever level, and we can just see if lessons is a good thing to do.
That's wonderful. All right, let's go back a little bit to your coming to the Lord and really dedicating your life to Him. I wonder if you could share a little bit about how did your life change after really making a full commitment to Yeshua?
I think it's very funny that you asked this too, because it's like, I grew up in a congregation, and that congregation was like filled with life. And I mean, it was sort of, it wasn't coming out of the Jesus movement, you know, the Yeshua movement of the 70s, but like, you know, because I was born in the 90s, but it still had some of those like radical kind of elements. You know, Messianic Judaism back then was much younger than it is now. So it was like, there was a lot of excitement, and there was a lot of things that like I was really looking forward to. Then fast forward, when I went to school, I had a fair share of struggle, and just thinking about identity as well. So it's like, you know, this idea of, okay, so am I supposed to be doing Jewish things? Am I supposed to be going on that birthright trip? Which I obviously would be disqualified, not only just because like I'm Messianic, but I've been to Israel before, or several times. And yeah, just like, it's definitely has been a tough, rough ride, but you know, I felt very much confident, actually, when I went to Israel back in 2014, and more of my identity and understanding of, you know, who God is. So 2014, I actually lived in Jerusalem for 3 months. And the first month was an outreach trip with Chosen People Ministries, which was wonderful. It was beautiful. And then the second 2 months, this was in 2014, so there was a war going on during that Operation Protective Edge. I was an intern at a house of prayer, Sukkot Hillel, which is a beautiful place. It has a view of overlooking Mount Zion. It was just a place where there was like a lot of prayer, and they had 24/7 prayer as well. And I was just like, there was a lot of formation there, because, you know, there were days where just like, you know, just thinking about these questions that I had, like, who am I? What is my identity? were just being formed, and I felt very much more committed to the Lord. I was getting to the Word. I was praying quite a bit. I was, trying to absorb it all in. You know, it's beautiful over there in Israel. So, yeah, definitely a big part for sure.
Wow. So, Joe, what are your long-term goals? Where do you see God taking you in the next few years?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, thank you.
I feel like it's always just, it's always changing because of the scenarios that we do feel and find ourselves in. So I definitely love teaching. And I just had, actually, it's funny, so we're in the middle of Passover when we're recording this year. I had 15 people at my house who've never celebrated Passover before, who are very, like, close friends of mine. And they wanted to celebrate Passover, and they're all believers. And it was really fun because it was just, like, something that I could not anticipate myself, like, having a Passover, like, feast at my place. And literally, it was a feast, like, our menorah was just like probably a foot long. It was huge. It was the biggest thing menorah I've ever seen. And we had this just great time. And I can imagine myself teaching more about the Jewish roots of our faith to those who want to know. And I think, like, especially in New England as well, there's, you know, some believers who just really want to know more about their faith. So I would definitely want to invest more in that. I want to invest more in, edifying the Messianic community as well, especially in the space of worship. There's a couple of new exciting things that I'm working on that front. And, yeah, it's just I want to continue edifying the larger body. And I also want to edify our community as well in those ways.
You know, as you were talking, this question just kind of jumped into my head. And I bet you I'm not the only person that's ever asked you this. Have you ever thought about being a Messianic rabbi?
You know, it's a good question. It's a good question. I think down the road, it could be something that I would pursue. You know, so one important aspect of the story is that after I got back from Israel in 2014, I lived in Brooklyn for a few years, and I got my Master's of Divinity through the Feinberg Center, which is a wonderful program that CPM hosts, and they really, it's just really, really incredible. So I do have the degree for it, and I definitely would love to see it in the future. When that future is, I'm not sure, but definitely something worth pursuing. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, tell me something. How would you like us to be praying for you, young man?
Oh, yeah, I could definitely use all the prayer I could get. Yeah, just for God to continue showing what to do and how to do it and how to make use of my time. You know, it's so funny because I was not necessarily kicked out of the YMCA. I'd like to say that I gracefully left, but because of age and aging out of the YMCA, I feel like it's a milestone for quite a few Messianic young adults. So I've reached that. So that's always good. So, yeah, just for wisdom on how to spend my days. And, wisdom for these upcoming music initiatives, some very exciting things in the works. And, yeah, just for God to just give me discernment in all things.
Amen. Listen, there's people listening that won't understand what you said. I get it. But would you explain what you mean about aged out of the YMJA or whatever you call it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, for sure. So the Young Messianic Jewish Alliance, it's so funny. So, a little bit of background. I remember when I was in seminary, I was invited to the Esh HaRuach Young Adult Summit that the YMJA was hosting. So, and previously, I'd never been to a YMJA event. It's, I grew up with a different youth group, and we always did, different youth things, like, within the organization that I was involved with, which was the UMJC. So I had that, and then I also was invited by some of the union rabbis to go out to their mid-year meetings, but the union mid-year would conflict with some of my classes, and so I was talking with Mitch Glazer about this, and he's like, why don't you just go down to the YMJA summit? And so I said, okay, sounds good, and of all people, Marty Goetz was leading the worship time, He was leading the worship track. There's different tracks that you have. There was the Power of the Holy Spirit, leadership, and yeah, heavy hitters like David Chernoff, Jonathan Furness, and other amazing Messianic giants were teaching down there. And Marty Goetz was doing the worship one, and I'm like, yeah, let's go. That sounds amazing. And let me tell you something, Ethel. I met more people. I was like in my like mid-20s at that point, where it was just, I met people within our movement who I've never met before, and it was wonderful. And I love, like, some of them are just really, really close friends at this point. I really appreciate them, and it's really cool just to feel like there's connection going on. So, so basically, that was 2017, and then I went to my first Messiah conference that year as well, and that was a lot of fun. And I just have stayed involved with YMJ things over COVID. I was definitely involved with like the regional retreats that happened virtually and the virtual Messiah conferences that we did. So yeah, it was a lot of fun just being there. And I'm curious to see like what the Lord does now that I'm not necessarily involved because of HAP, but yeah.
Okay, but the question that's really on the table is a simple one. At what age do you no longer participate in that movement? That's what I'm trying to get at. Because when you say you were kicked out or you aged out, when you reach a certain age, you were no longer in that, right?
That's true. So, yes. Long story short, the YMJ is for 13 to 30. So
There you go.
Two tracks. They have the teens and they have the young adults. So me turning 31 in a few days, yes, I definitely am well past the age mark. So
listen, to me, you're still very, very young. I could be your mother.
I appreciate that.
Speaking of which, I know your mother. She's a really sweet lady.
She is. She's quite incredible.
Oh, great. This has been really, really fun, and I think I am going to be hearing and reading more about you in the coming days. I think God's got big plans for you, young man. Big plans.
I so appreciate that. I have a question for you. Are you doing any music stuff lately, like any projects that you're working on?
Oh, listen to that. Now he's turning it on me. He wants to interview me. Oy vey. Well, I lead worship at Congregation Shema Yisrael in Rochester, and awesome. For fun, I play and sing with a small group at Bar Bat Mitzvahs in the area. I play piano and sing at nursing homes all around the area, and I occasionally fill in for a worship leader at a different church here and there as needed. And, you know, I used to play piano a lot. My father was a piano player, and one day he said, would you rather take voice lessons? And I was like, oh, yes, because I love singing. But I made a promise to my daddy that I would never stop playing piano. So, and I play mostly by ear. It's my favorite. That's why I asked you that question. So whenever I play piano around town, I always say, and now you're helping to keep me honest. I made a promise to my dad that I wouldn't stop playing piano, and you're keeping me honest. So there you have it. Yes, music is a very big part of my life, and I will never, never let it go.
Amen, yes.
Great. All right, well, listen, I really appreciate you being my guest, and I hope that you're going to stay in touch with me and let me know all the big things God is doing in your life. You promise you'll do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Love Bagels and Blessings. Love the work you're doing here. And yeah, so excited.
Thank you, dear. Well, God bless you and give you favor in all that you do in the name of Yeshua. And thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Well, that was my delightful interview with Joe Maturko. And now here's a nice Jewish boy, Marty Goetz.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on Bar Mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. To live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yager Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.